Section 13. Weighing the Evidence. When it came to the pervasive silence in other external documents, Christian and non-Christian, and the lack of many otherwise expected documents, I assigned no effect either way, although sterner skeptics might think that far too generous to minimal historicity. Conversely, as I just explained, no argument from silence can argue against minimal mythicism either. But the peculiar existence of two separate traditions about when Jesus lived, placing him a century apart, leaves us with a factor of 2-1 against historicity, or 50% against 100%, or at least 4-5, 80% against 100%. I also found the same for the content of 1 Clement. I also found that the content of Ignatius and the ascension of Isaiah was slightly more likely on mythicism than on historicity, by a factor of 4-5 at least, which is the same as saying there's an 80% chance we'd have material like that on historicity if it had a 100% chance on myth, or at worst, 1-2, which corresponds to 50% against 100%. And likewise, albeit less so, for the content of Hegesippus, by a factor of at least 9-10, for a 90% chance that that's what we'd find on historicity when there's a 100% chance of it on myth, although I think 4-5, or 80% against 100%, is closer to the truth. Everything else was found to be no more likely on historicity than on myth, and is therefore useless. Note again that these estimates discount random evidence loss. That is, when I say there is a 100% chance that we'd have something on mythicism, I mean if it chanced to survive at all. Not that it certainly would have survived. The probability of its survival might be extremely low, but not the probability of its having existed, or something sufficiently like it. And it is the latter probabilities we are concerned with. On the validity of discounting the probability of survival because all coefficients of contingency cancel out, as well as the validity of every other aspect of the method here used, see my book Proving History. The probabilities here estimated assume that nothing about the extra-biblical evidence is unexpected on minimal mythicism. So the consequent probability of all this extra-biblical evidence on not H, in other words, minimal mythicism, can be treated as 100% across the board, whereas the probability of the same evidence looking this way on H, or minimal historicity, is 46% at best and 10% at worst. Either way, as a whole, the extra-biblical evidence argues against a historical Jesus. It's simply hard to explain all of its oddities on minimal historicity, but not hard at all to explain on minimal mythicism.